What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again, another episode of the Honor Roll Podcast, man. This week, we got another internal episode, man. I got Noah and Benji in the building with me. Man, first order of business, we got to talk about all this Diddy shit, man. Diddy caught the freako.
For sure, caught the freako.
The feds are after him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all saw it coming. He was dropping hints for years, if not decades. And, man, it was a matter of time they got him, man. And it's crazy because I feel like a lot of people are going to go down with him. What y'all think? Y'all been keeping up on the news?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I mean? First, I want to ask y'all, where were y'all when you heard they arrested him?
Dude, I was on Walmart and I fell to my knees.
Come on, bro.
I was like, no!
Come on, bro. He organized a walkout a day later. I don't know, bro. It's not like this shit was 9/11.
No, bro. I know. It wasn't the biggest tragedy that happened in September.
Tragedy.
In New York. Nah, it is a tragedy.
To you?
To him, not to me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. No, what I'm saying is like I was at the house, my sister was downstairs, and then like she said it out loud. She's like, they got Diddy. Or no, they took Diddy.
Did you start crying?
No, just listen, man. Stop interrupting. God damn. Right? She was like, they took Diddy, but I was like, huh? What happened? Say that again. And then she repeated herself. She was like, they took Diddy. I'm like, damn. But I had to check the iPhone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Check the news. Saw I was
the
like,
hotel footage.
You know that reminds me of? Sorry, wait, I want to
check. No, go ahead, go ahead.
That reminds me of, you know, like in the early 2000s, you know how like all the music videos for R&B were like, they took him. They're like, no. No way.
Yeah, when they also dress like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
Side note, can we talk about your fit?
Yeah, for the people that are just listening on audio, man, go to YouTube right now and watch what this man is wearing.
Explain the fit. We're going to do a fit check.
It's a white tee.
No. Break down the fit. So it's
like a 4XL white tee.
Yeah, for sure. You damn franchise boys, for sure.
This is the pro club white tee.
Mm-hmm.
Got some Yeezy slides,
mm-hmm.
some fucking cargos.
Mm-hmm. And the hat.
And the hat.
Okay, you want me to do a fit check for me?
Yeah, and do a little twirl.
Anywho, I'm going to just break down the fit. These are A6. I don't know the model of the shoe, but gray A6. I done had these for years. These are Rick Owens Dark Shadow pants.
Damn, I
mean, shout out to On The Arm. This is an Ain't Shit Funny shirt. Shout out my dog, Josh Pease. And then this is the OTR hat, right?
Yo, OTR hat.
Yeah, you already know.
Actually, I think a merch drop coming soon.
Very soon.
These are actually the Louis Vuitton Distressed.
Don't lie. That shit ain't. No.
1980
don't lie.
Vintage.
Don't lie. Let him
wear.
Do his
spring summer.
Spring summer, fall 2023.
See, I something like, man.
Air Force is clean.
Green, like, they're not cargo pants, but kind of. Essentials, gray shirt.
Yeah. Fitted.
Omega on the wrist.
Ooh, type shit. Ooh, okay.
Something light. But yeah, man, let's get back into these D shit because, like, the amount of people that are involved, the amount of celebrities that are involved, not just celebrities, but like big name politicians,
mm-hmm. LeBron.
People from like all walks of life and industries, mm-hmm. athletes, musicians, mm-hmm. artists, anybody who is pretty much anybody has been at a Diddy party at one time or another. And now the whole house is burning down. Who the fuck is gonna get out and who's gonna get trapped inside, bro?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I wanna know.
I mean, if you had any names to throw out there, who you thinking?
Man.
There's a difference between going to a Diddy party and participating.
Okay, so you're just watching. You're watching it all.
Yeah. Because if you're there, you at least know that shit is going down there. Why the fuck are you there in the first place?
Why you sitting in the cook chair?
Because you in Hollywood, it's popping. Hold up. Y'all never been to a party and then
sat in the cook chair? No.
I never been to a party and it was dudes taking each other's butts in a room.
And you're just standing
there. And I'm just sitting there listening to it go down or whatever.
Okay. I don't got a story but I got a story.
Okay.
Okay. So I was at, Hakkasan.
Okay.
And I was, there's a hip, have you, y'all been there?
Yeah, I've been to Hakkasan, yeah.
You cat. No, you've really been to Hakkasan.
Yeah, I've been to Hakkasan.
Okay. You know there's a hip hop room, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where is it?
It's upstairs, huh?
He don't even know.
Yeah, I think all right, so.
No, I really went though.
I really
it's like
went
to the side.
But it's a smaller room though. You know what I mean? And in the middle of the dance floor, niggas was getting it on. I was like, oh, I gotta go.
In the hip hop room?
Yeah.
Like dudes.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean getting
what do you
it
mean,
on?
Yeah, what do you mean getting it on?
You know, they was making out, whatever. I was like, oh, I mean, that's shout out to them, but I'm a bounce. I'm looking for girls.
See? You seen that in a public place and you still bounced. Right. Imagine knowing that's going to, like, if you knew that was going to go down, would you purposely go there?
And repeatedly,
no, right.
and repeatedly go there again.
Yeah, and then say there ain't no party like a Diddy party.
And repeatedly bounce up and down.
That's crazy. But maybe that's different because Hollywood, I don't know, man.
Is this the price you got to pay?
I'm not paying nothing. I pay my dues.
I don't know. I feel like to some extent, because a lot of people, I've been hearing that from a lot of people. They're like, oh, and it's funny because they'll throw everybody they don't like under the bus. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to the person they do like, they're like, nah, they was just going to the parties. Yeah. They wasn't involved in the crazy shit.
They wasn't watching. They didn't know what was going on.
You can't give nobody a pass right now.
I hope, and I pray, because I've been seeing this on the internet. It's killing me. Motherfuckers keep talking about, ooh, Jay-Z next. I'm like, no, not Jay. Please. Yeah. Please.
Jay-Z next.
Nah, bro. Jay was chilling, bro.
You see that Nicki Minaj, her brothers are like a pedophile.
Yeah.
And her husband's a pedophile too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was going crazy at all the people at the Diddy parties, and people were like,
okay,
bro,
okay. What you think be cracking off at the Diddy party? I want y'all to, like, 9 o'clock. Like, break down the itinerary for a Diddy party.
I think you had mentioned it, Brandon, when it was like, Diddy's like, hey, kids, you guys got to wrap it up and get out of here.
Yeah, there's a video of Diddy. I don't know if it was a press conference or something. He was talking to a bunch of people, though. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what exactly goes down at a Diddy party?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, well, you know, it starts off, you know, family friendly and not. But at a certain time, kids got to go home. And
he's
like,
hell? Is this a motherfucking Adult Swim?
Dead ass. Okay. He was like, yeah, at a certain time, kids got to go home. It's because it's about to be a whole lot of adult shit going on. And y'all can't be here. He's like, but I promise y'all going to want to come when you're older. And I was like, okay. So already we know, like, certain shit goes down. There's been reports of he was just fucking and drugging people.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting them all drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, using his influence in the industry to take up-and-coming artists, as well as other people who are, like, you know, working behind the scenes, producers, mm-hmm. directors, all that shit, and mm-hmm. basically making them do, like, crazy sex acts in and amongst each other mm-hmm. just for his pleasure. So, to me, it's like, I don't know if Diddy's gay, but I feel like he's so fucked up in the head that's, like, to him, it's, like, a power thing. He wants to have power over people.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So he's
right.
doing
yeah.
all that weird shit.
He don't even
shit.
View it as, like, gay straight. Yeah. He's just, like, he's just treating humans as, like, expendable.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, obvious. Yeah.
And then the craziest part about it, it's like, I don't know if you've seen Noah, but it's like, they had IVs there because people would be having sex for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah.
And they'd be dehydrated from that. And it's like, shit, how long have you fucking before you're fucking hydrated?
Well,
you get no breaks?
I think they weren't getting breaks. Like, he was
said,
like, forcing
said,
them type shit.
And he said he would turn the heat up. He's like, yeah. He's like, you got to have alcohols. And the guy's like, alcohol? He's like, no, alcohols.
Yeah.
He's like, gotta have a variety.
Yeah.
So you gotta have water, because girls be drinking water.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and you gotta have some heat. He's like, the heat make everybody loose. And it make everybody, like, open up and shit. I'm like, he's like, they get all nice sweaty and shit. And I'm like, bruh, no fucking way.
Hey, listen, man. At OTR, we got water. We keep the AC at, like, 65, 70. We need optimal conditions to record podcasts,
because
we ain't on no Diddy shit over here. Absolutely not.
But yeah, so all that shit was going down. And then, like you said, all the names associated to it. But that begs the question, because I've been seeing a lot about not only on Jay-Z, but basically how Jay-Z came up, because we know he was under Biggie at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then how the whole Pac getting killed, Biggie getting killed,
yeah.
and Jay-Z became, like, the man.
The guy, yeah.
And Puff was making all this money off of him,
plus of Biggie dying.
And because of Biggie dying, like, all his record sales were going crazy.
Yeah.
So, man, like, who knows, bro? Like, who knows if Puffy really orchestrated all that shit for it to all go down the way it did?
I'm just saying, like, this shit right now is like, it feels like when the Joker's in jail in the Batman movies. You gotta, like, you just gotta ask, bro. Like, hey, bro, did you have something to do with Pac? Or we got, like. Yeah, I mean, have they ever really asked him about that shit?
I think they have. They brought it up. There's a clip of him on The Breakfast Club, and
but I'm talking about fuck The Breakfast Club. I'm talking about, like, a real, like the feds asking.
Nah, I don't think so. At least not publicly.
Yeah.
The only thing that they did ask was, he went on Breakfast Club after somebody dropped, like, a documentary of they were interviewing, like, past bodyguards and people that were around at the time.
Yeah.
And Charlamagne asked him, and he basically was like, man, we're not even going to entertain that nonsense. He's like, bro, we're not. Basically just turned down talking about it. Yeah. So, which to me is like, if you didn't do it, you would just say you didn't do it.
Exactly.
So when you try to hide some shit to the side, it's like, all right, but we at least know there's something there.
Yeah.
So fuck, I don't know.
You know, I think the fucked up part is like, you know how Justin Bieber was emancipated when he was like 16 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he was Diddy was his guardian.
I thought it was Usher.
I think Usher was Usher was his guardian, but Usher was like basically, it was basically crazy. Like Diddy was the grandfather, Usher was the daddy, and then Justin Bieber was the kid type shit.
Okay.
Yeah, shit is crazy.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's like imagine you being 16 and Diddy's like, son, today's the day you become a man.
No. What the fuck? I got a dad. What the fuck?
Now he's emancipated.
I mean, I don't know, man. Y'all all weird. I don't know. But did y'all see the he did an interview and Justin Bieber, and he was talking about trying to protect Billie Eilish from like the industry. And like everybody in the comments was just talking about like, yo, this dude looks like affected. Like he was like real somber and like just like, oh, you know, it was just a lot. Like he's like his head was down. He didn't look confident and shit. I'm like, oh no, something, I feel like something happened. I don't know, bro. Yeah, you looking shaky.
But you know what I mean, I don't know. To think, who are we to judge? But if something did go down, like,
shit, tell the public, man.
Did he not? But like, did he? Because he still became like, global superstar.
Yeah,
he
but never, is it like, worth it though? Is it worth
I'm
it?
I'm not saying I'm not talking about if it's worth it or not. I'm just saying like, usually when people go through shit like that at a young age, like it fucks you up and you end up going through like a bunch of shit, probably like drug addiction, felonies, like crazy stuff. He never, like, he acted a little wild, but it was just, like, he was rich and, like, 17, 18. It wasn't, like, he was going crazy. And he still became, like, a global superstar. Basically, like, for sure,
global superstar. I just, if this Diddy shit go to trial, it's going to be a lot of people get called up to the stand. We're going to be looking at people different.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So
names that were dropped was Kevin Hart.
Stop. Where were these names dropped?
In the indictment.
They said Kevin Hart?
Yeah. In the indictment, but we can see pictures of like all these people around.
Okay. That's stupid. Can we stop doing that?
Okay.
What about just because you took a picture with somebody does not mean you did any illicit activity with him.
What about LeBron saying there's no party like a Diddy party? What is that supposed to mean?
I don't fucking know. Bro, LeBron got a whole family. That nigga probably left when at like 12 o'clock. Y'all really be believing niggas is that freaky?
Did you see the video I showed you right
before? I know the video I fucking saw, bro. Please. I'm just saying, bro. Like, do y'all really be believing niggas is that weird?
Yes. You know what made me really, like, believe it earlier this year? When Michael Porter Jr. Did an interview. I think it was a podcast, but he was basically talking about people in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how all the guys in the NBA basically all grew up getting girls. And now that you're in the NBA, bro, not only are you a millionaire, you're a top 1% athlete, you're tall as fuck. And all the girls know you. You got clout. You can get any girl you want, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe aside from like 250 like top tier 1% girls that they maybe not fuck with you because they fucking with like all star team NBA players.
Yeah,
you can basically get any girl you want.
Right.
And what that does to you is if you engage in that type of behavior, like it desensitizes you so much that he's like, yeah, that's why you see these guys start fucking with like transgenders and all this crazy shit. And we would ask ourselves, like, bro, you get any fucking girl you want. Why would you fuck with a tranny?
Pause it for a second just so we don't get canceled or nothing. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with messing with transgender people.
Would you?
Me, personally, no. So I'm just saying.
So if a transgender sat on your lap right now.
Why is it? What's this? You've been coming up with the craziest example.
Are you defending it, though? Like,
no, I'm just saying that watch this episode so they don't come and attack us and we get canceled.
Would you tell them to get off of you, or you're like,
I don't want your big ass to sit on my motherfucking lap. I'm just saying, I don't want nobody sitting on my lap.
That's real homophobic of you.
No, how's that homophobic?
Why? Because he's a dude, you wouldn't want him sitting on your lap?
No, because if it was
a female, you would let her sit on your lap.
No, not every female.
Okay, what if what's the girl, the white girl from the fight night 2 weeks ago?
Who?
You kept on saying her name?
Demi Moore?
Demi Moore. What did Demi Moore walk in?
She can say whatever on my life.
See?
That's Demi Moore, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, to be engaging in all this, like, crazy-ass behavior, right? Mm-hmm. When you can get any girl you want, where any straight dude, right? I'm sure, like, we're all straight. Whoever, I don't know. Whatever y'all are, you were listening, bro. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the 99% of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, to think you can get any girl you want, and you're going down this deviant route because your brain is so desensitized that you have to do some crazy shit in order for you to feel pleasure. Shit. I just feel like that's what it becomes when you have unlimited money, unlimited fame. You can open any door in the world, bro. All these people are screaming your name. Like, you got clout. Everywhere you go, you're the man. Like, at some point, if you abuse that too much, you're going to have to start doing shit like this, where they're, like, doing, like, drugging people, having power over people, abusing people, like, raping people. Like, it's sick, but that's, like, the psyche that I guess humans go down if you don't, like, take care of yourself.
So maybe this Diddy shit was inevitable?
I think there's more Diddies out there.
No, there's for sure. Of course. He's the only one that got caught, but there's mad Michael creeps Rubin? In the... Don't do it. Don't do that. What are y'all doing?
You don't think
y'all gonna
Michael
get
Rubin?
Us sued? What the fuck y'all doing?
Why?
You can't just be throwing out names saying, oh, we think he's a...
We think.
He could come back and say he thinks something about me. I'll be like,
hey, Mike, I'm not accusing him. If you're watching this podcast,
he said, fuck Michael Rubin.
I didn't say that. It's them. I just show up, do my hours, and go. Sue them. Don't sue me.
Michael Rubin, he wants an invite. He wants a baby oil.
He's got the white fit ready.
He's prepared in the closet. He irons it every day, waiting for the invite. Ready for that DM.
Slow down. Hold up. If I'm with Mike Rubin, we doing business. We breaking bread.
What type of business?
The same business him and Meek Mill be breaking?
I don't know what Meek and them got. I'm just saying. I need to own a team, y'all. I'm trying to own the Raiders or the new NBA team that's coming to Vegas. I'm trying to get this paper, y'all. I don't know what y'all do past 5 p.m. or whatever, past office hours. I only know people in the office. That's it. Straight up. We do this pod. I don't know what y'all be doing.
So we were talking about this yesterday, actually. We were brainstorming, like, sort of what angle to take on all this and breaking things down. But, you know, like, when you were in, like, middle school and shit, like, I don't know if your parents ever had that talk with you when you graduate elementary school, you go into middle school, and they're like, hey, just because everybody in the class or everybody, all your friends are doing one thing, like, doesn't mean you should be doing it too. Like, did your parents ever have that talk with you type shit?
Not really. They just, you know, it was always like, just don't bring no riffraff home type shit. Like, they never, it was just expected. They never really had a talk with me, yeah.
Because, like, I vividly remember, like, I don't remember if it was my first day of elementary or middle school or high school, but my mom, literally, we was driving on the way to school, and she's like, hey, just because you see other people doing shit don't mean you got to be doing the same shit as them.
Like my mom's told me that before. Yeah. Like, if you see these group of people doing something, no, stand up for yourself and, like, you know what I mean? Don't let anybody peer pressure you to do shit. But not like no drugs or whatever, you know what I mean?
So,
but yeah.
My point being, like, when you're around these circles of elite people who are into these type of things, in my opinion, there's no way you're going to be in those circles without at least bending a little bit towards what they want you to bend towards. They may not include you going all the way and doing, like, the crazy-ass freak-offs, but it might include you either bringing people to them, keeping silent on certain things, or participating in some way or another. And when you're around these big groups of elite people, it's crazy because I'm sure it's happened for so long that they don't even remember how they got into it. Yeah. It's just you come into the group, and this is the expected behavior. You start fitting in, and then before you know it, you're, like, the top guy. And then you're bringing more people in, and everybody's like, where the fuck did it start? But it's like, this is just the environment we're in. So when we talk about people like this, like Michael Rubin, we don't know for a fact. We don't know 100%. Like, it could just be a party. It could be some crazy shit. We don't know. All I'm saying is, by the optics of it, by just looking at it.
If it look like a duck, smell like a duck,
motherfucker.
It sure shit ain't geese.
That shit probably quacking, bro. Yeah. That shit fucking quacking. Yeah. Like, at a certain point in time, we got to keep
whistling.
Yeah, bro. It's whistling, bro. Like, yeah. You hear Michael Rubin before you see him coming in the door. So, I don't know. Like, that's what I feel like is very dangerous about being in those circles is you don't know. Like, you might just walk into some shit. And now, the mere fact that you walked in on it, right?
Yeah.
You got to make a choice. Do I go speak up? And these motherfuckers bury me. My career is down the line. They probably might kill me. They might hurt my family. They might do some wild shit. Or do I keep it silent? And now I keep it silent, I'm complicit. So now I got to ride with them. Because if they go down, I'm going down too for staying silent.
Listen, R.I.P. Pac, man. That's what he was talking about. Columinati.
Shit is wicked, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shit is wicked.
But I got one thing to ask.
Yeah.
How the fuck or where the fuck do you buy 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
Nah.
A thousand is crazy.
Wicked, bro.
1,000 is crazy.
I seen a guy. Shout out to AJ Volton. He's a pretty big YouTuber slash TikToker. Shout out to bro, man. I actually fuck with his content. Hopefully we could collab someday. But he was doing a video, and just as a segment in the video, he pulled up to, I think it was like CVS or some shit. He's like, I'm trying to buy 1,000 bottles of baby oil. He's like, y'all got the Diddy special? And they're like, I don't even know. And then he's like, I'm trying to buy 1,000 bottles. And I think they only had like whatever was on the shelf. And he goes to ask the guy, the manager, and the manager's like, bro, I don't got that many. He's like, I might have 50 total in stock in the whole store. So it's like, bro, you cannot buy 1,000 bottles.
At once.
Yeah.
Not like, at once.
Not even at, I don't even think Costco probably has that.
No.
You probably have to place an order directly from the manufacturer. Order, yeah.
He was so, man. Maybe Diddy found like a rundown or like a Babies R Us that was closing down. Nah, he was like, he found a box truck inventory.
Now he found a box truck that was flipped over. Full of baby oil bottles at the back. Baby oil
bottles was all over the place.
Picked them all up. He was like, yo. One by one.
Oh my God.
No, but it's like, also like, what the fuck you do with that much baby oil? You know, I saw a tweet. It was like, it was some OnlyFans girl who takes pictures of her feet and she puts baby oil to make them oily, whatever. And she says, like, and in 1 year, she has used one baby bottle oil.
Yeah, because baby oil lasts a long time. Somebody's whole lifetime, you probably only need, like...
It's like chapstick. You never use it to the last
one. You never use it to the last one.
Or, for my black people watching, like, a can of Murray's, that shit lasts forever.
Yeah, the can of Murray's.
You ain't black.
Oh. But I know about that.
Yeah, pomade.
Yeah, y'all know about the... Yeah. Okay, my bad. Yeah. Okay, yeah, y'all know about the pomade. I'm tapped in. You tapped it? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, he had enough baby oil to last him 1,000 lifetimes. So, yeah. I don't know.
So, I think to me that indicates, like, the scale that he was doing these events, it wasn't just, like, five people at a time, bro. It was like hundreds it's of people at a time. It's not even that.
Remember at it, I don't know if you saw this. It was like a TikTok or whatever. They showed his house, like the backyard of his Beverly Hills house or whatever, or LA house. Have you seen the big ass bed?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
You've never seen his bed?
I saw the one that he got a bed inside the basketball court.
No, that's here in Vegas.
That's here in Vegas. But that's a suite at the Palms.
Yeah, it's a suite at the Palms.
That's just a suite at the Palms. Like, shit. You know,
it's not, that's just not Diddy's.
Yeah, that's not Diddy's.
What the fuck?
But no, at his house.
Vegas Diddy as fuck.
Yeah, at his house in LA, he has like at least 100 foot bed?
Yeah.
It's
huge.
The fuck? Dead ass. Yeah.
Huge 100 shit. 100 foot bed. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know what the fuck he was doing on this 100
foot. We do know.
I guess now. If that comes up in the indictment, like, man. Oh my God.
Your Honor, he's got a 100 foot bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, guilty on all charges. Motherfucker.
Diddy really likes taking shit to the extreme for some strange reason. His portion control is crazy. Like, it's well, like nah, 1,000 nah. bottles of baby oil, 100 foot bed. He's like, bro, I know they're gonna send my black ass to prison. I gotta take this shit to the extreme.
He's taking it to advantage. Yeah. He was living like he was trying to waste up all his money before they got him.
For sure.
Yeah. Let me spend all my money before
he gets. You saw when it was like he was trying to post bail. He's like, yeah, I promise I'll have no female visitors at home.
Bro, like, he didn't mention nothing.
We ain't worried about the male visitors with you. Facts. Freaky ass nigga. But no, the bail stipulations for what he proposed is crazy. It was a $50 million bond.
Yeah.
Bro, I think that was like the largest bail in like, at least for sure.
They denied it.
Yeah, they denied it. Yeah. But like $50 million bond, which for those who don't know, you have to pay 10% of any bond to get out. So that's $5 million.
Yep.
That he was going to give up his passport. I think they already gave it up, but his passport, his mom's passport, his kid's passport.
Yeah, his whole family's.
His whole family's passports. They made, bro. He had to give up because he has a daughter that's like one right now.
Her passport.
And I'm like, damn, they think the baby's a flight risk, bro.
The thing is, but it's like when you're that rich, bro, if you let him out for $5 million,
he's gone.
Yeah.
You'll never find him again. But, I mean, you might, but.
But what I'm not understanding is Russell Simmons left. He been in Bali. Why didn't Russell Simmons call him like, hey, bro, it's not looking good for you, bro.
Well, he was out of the country for a while. I don't know why he came back.
Why did he come back?
I don't know.
Or maybe they told him like, hey, bro, get your black ass back here or else we going to really arrest you.
No, it was weird because it's like they had the accusations and then it's like, oh, Diddy's out of the country. And then, like, it wasn't, like, nothing
nobody
serious.
Nobody cared, yeah.
No.
And was, people were making no jokes arrests. About it. Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, Diddy's going to pop up here. Be careful, Diddy's on the loose.
And then there was reports like, oh, Diddy's back in the United States. He's last seen in California, Miami.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And then you're like, okay. And then literally, like, then 3 weeks later, you get this. They arrested him. And I'm just like, so that's weird.
I swear, Diddy is really the fucking Joker, bro.
No, yeah.
Wait, do y'all remember that TV show he had?
Which TV show?
I Want to Work for Diddy.
No,
is that the one, the clip you sent me where he was making them sing for their beds?
No, that's Making the Band. That's crazy.
That's a crazy.
They should have charged him just for that.
It's like, you know what's wild though? Like, how could someone for 30 years be in a spotlight doing Diddy ass shit, dropping fucking Diddy clues everywhere? Like, Diddy crumbs everywhere, bro.
Diddy crumbs is crazy.
Just Diddy crumbs everywhere.
Bro, that might be the new lingo. Instead of no Diddy, Diddy clues. Can't leave a Diddy clues.
Then the people not going to say you sus no more. Like, yeah. You dropping Diddy clues, bro.
For sure.
Like, he could do all this wild ass shit for so long, and people were just like, ah.
You know, we let it slide because of the music.
Yeah.
What music though?
He was popping. What you mean?
Was he really?
Back then?
Y'all don't remember 2010? Hello. Good morning. Hello. Y'all don't remember with the remix?
I could have done without that.
Yeah, me too.
So what Diddy music? Okay.
To be honest, I know him more as like he had an icon, like a business mogul, right?
Yeah. And that's what I think I want to talk about too. I want to pivot a little bit, like. Why the fuck are all the dope ass moguls we had from the early 2000s, why are they falling off now?
Because it was all dirty.
No, but I'm saying, like, Diddy is going to jail. Dame Dash Teeth them fell out. Fucking, who else? Is Birdman?
You see Neo?
Yeah, Neo got called Diddy Jr. by his girl.
I seen that too. Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
He was getting called Neo Jr. His girl was recording from the side.
Yeah, Diddy Jr.
He was just ignoring his girl, like, man, let me go ahead and watch this.
He was on
the
game, bro.
Yeah. He was just playing Xbox, like, yo, y'all online? He was ignoring the shit out of his girl. Yeah. Yeah.
Diddy Jr.
Yeah, let's run 4-on-4. He was ignoring that's the shit wild. Out of his girl.
When his girl could be calling him Diddy Jr., that's how you know she's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, I think that was actually before all this Diddy
shit.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. It was before all this
shit. Yeah. So wait, did she say freak offs before we...
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear to God, she was like, on the video, I don't know if it was 100%, I don't know if it was before, I'm pretty sure.
But
I'm like 90% sure, but she didn't say freak offs. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fucking freak offs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So motherfuckers been saying freak offs.
That's the thing. It's like everybody in this industry knew.
They knew.
It just, it was like, everybody don't say too much.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Because the first time we ever heard of a freak off was...
Like recently.
Yeah. Not the motherfucking Oh, you heard of a freak off before?
Yeah.
You was attending?
Okay. Nah, I was the
special guest.
I was janitor.
This, you know how they be making
those
drinks.
You know how they be making those posters of the clubs featuring like a host hosted by?
Yeah.
And it's some random ass TikTok person with like 20K followers.
Oh no. It was him. Let's talk about that too. Who's the dude that just got arrested for all that Bitcoin shit?
Oh, Malone?
Yes!
Yeah. I was going to say, let's talk about that, too.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So, he had Liv on shutdown.
Bro, yeah. 500,000 at Liv in Miami. Yeah. I know he was feeling like the fucking man.
Bro, they had his,
2 days
name. They had his name spelled out in the motherfucking...
He was giving away Birkins.
Yeah, you know? To bad bitch. He bought a girl a Urus.
Yeah.
And three Birkins, and then she was like, by the way, I'm taking now.
No.
I'm taking again.
She's been rejecting him the whole time.
I know. Yeah, so but I'm saying.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, I'm still having a boyfriend.
He didn't learn by like the first Birkin?
No.
Because how much is a Birkin? Like 30 racks or 30 something?
Yeah, like, 30 ooh, racks. That's probably like a cheap one.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just, you know, pay, you know? Come on.
I feel like,
you might as well go all the way and save your money.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like.
He had so much money.
Cool, yeah, as cool as it was, though, like how lame do you have to be to have $250 million and still be corny as fuck? Like, that just goes to show you, bro, just because you have money don't make you not a cornball.
Hey, listen, I know we ragging on Jay-Z right now because, you know, the whole Diddy shit, whatever. But Jay-Z said a line that is so pertinent to what Malone is going through right now. Chains is cool to cop, but more important is lawyer fees. Please, I pray to God that homie Malone didn't say nothing for lawyer fees.
Mm-hmm. All that money was dirty. They ain't gonna let him use shit. Yeah.
Shit. You better money launder or something. Keep some money on the side just in case.
I mean, he did, but then they're gonna be like, where'd you get that money?
Yeah. How are you paying your lawyer?
Yeah. He was 20 years old, bro.
20 years old, and he's on.
And to get out of that, bro, you gotta have an expensive ass fucking lawyer. You ain't about to hire somebody you've seen on a fucking billboard.
You get somebody Manhattan 24. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some motherfucker that it always be the best lawyers, the ones they don't nobody even knows them. They have no ads.
Facts.
They have no ads. Yeah. They have no TV play. No radio. Nothing, bro. Mm-mm. But somehow, like, they just get you out of shit. People know, bro.
But how long was he popping for?
I think it was literally a few days or like a few weeks.
So he almost no time. It was months, but he had done it like publicly, like outlandish with the Birkins.
Okay.
100 grand for like, I think it was like a weekend, essentially.
Okay. So I want to ask y'all, because how long do you think his sentence finna be if we know?
Probably.
They said like 80 years, no?
80?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought I saw that. I could be wrong. Okay. I could be looking at something.
He's looking at serious jail time.
Yeah.
But my point is, because they asked Big Meech the same shit, basically. They were like, Meech, do you regret, you know, all the shit you did in order to get the jail sentence you have now? He's like, nah. So I'm asking y'all, is it worth balling out like Malone, Urises, and Birkins, and bottles?
Yes, if he was smart about it. He just literally wasted all his money, did a money launder shit. Stayed in the United States.
I think they did launder some of it, but like at the same time, bro, you could have lived that life if you took like 3 to 5 years to really sit and like launder the money and make it look like, oh, like I just fell into some money. Mm-hmm. I made a really big business. Now I got 50 million versus having accounts. 250. Yeah. And you could live that same fucking lifestyle, bro. But because they were 20, 21 years old, bro.
Right. They didn't think it through.
You didn't think it through. Yeah. You just want to live you want to be that guy as soon as possible. You're like, fuck it. I want to go to live and buy bitches Birkins because I'm a man. Not knowing that you were giving these bitches Birkins.
Yeah.
None of them fuck with you. Yeah. They still look at you as this corny ass little kid. Like, you think you're the man, but like, regardless of how much money you spend at Live, bro.
It don't even matter.
All of us are out here. I could go to McDonald's tomorrow, bro. I don't even eat McDonald's. I go to McDonald's tomorrow. You can't. So it's like, bro, was it worth it?
With Diddy. That's what's crazy. Like, Diddy last week was staying in a fucking, he was staying at like the Park Continental. You know, one of the nicest.
Yeah, he can stay anywhere,
bro.
What I'm saying is
he went from
that to
staying in a 4-star hotel in the middle of Manhattan to right now, he's in Brooklyn with the Wu fucking GD's fucking killers right now.
Kings,
withdrawn from motherfucking all them drugs he fucking took. I'm just like, he must feel like fucking shit.
On top of knowing that all the shit that he has done is about to come out, knowing that everybody that is involved with him is probably trying to kill him right now. If not his family, if not whatever he's got going on, like, bruh. They're like, bro, if anything leaks about us, we get on after your ass because you was putting all this shit together. Facts. Like,
I think that's kind of
the thing. Was it
worth it? That's kind of the thing, too, is like, it's not even at this point, like, it's not even about Diddy per se. It's about the people Diddy know. Or rather, the people
that know Diddy.
Exactly. And the people that Diddy is covering for.
Exactly.
Type shit. You know what I mean? So it's one of them fucking mysterious, just all they got to do is press the button and he gone. And we're going to be on CNN like, damn, they diddle Diddy, man.
How fast do you think the news is going to come out like, oh, confirmed, like, these celebrities were here, these celebrities did this?
It's going to take a while because this thing got to go to trial and then, you know, discovery and all that. Like, the legal process don't care about headlines.
Yeah.
It's going to be slow as shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even with that Epstein shit, like, that shit took a while. But, like, I don't think we ever really heard about I mean, we kind of did, but like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, a legal case is very boring and dry. But it's not going to be entertaining.
Yeah. And you know what the shitty thing, too, is we live in a world where, like, if it's not like current news, it's old. Yeah,
exactly.
If it didn't happen today, it's old shit. And I promise, like, as soon as the names get dropped on that Diddy list, we're going to care about it for a week. And as long as nothing else transpires, we're like, who cares now?
Who cares?
And that's so sad, bro.
And you know what's so crazy? This Diddy shit is, like, obviously the biggest story in the country, but we have a presidential election in like a month and 2 weeks from now. Yeah. And I feel like nobody's even talking about that shit. Nope. Like, it damn near took a back seat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, this election is just so ass, bro. Like, it's just a mid-off, really.
A mid-off.
It's literally a mid-off. Like, do we fucking, like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a bunch of bullshit.
But what I'm saying is, it's like all these news stories nowadays are just so fucking distracting. type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I check in on him, read on him, whatever. I'm just like, that's crazy. And then I just go back to my regular day type shit.
Yeah.
But somebody like Diddy right now, he's just in that cell, like, fuck, no phone.
Those reports, I don't know if they're true, but those reports.
He don't want to eat.
Yeah, he wasn't eating because yeah. he's afraid they're going to poison him.
Fuck that. Shit. Y'all can poison me. I got to eat, man. I'm sorry. I get cranky when
at
I
that
don't
point,
eat.
Would it not just be worth it to just get poisoned and like take the coward's way out?
I just got to eat. I'm
no,
not
but like,
fasting.
I'm just saying, like, if you're in that situation, ain't that kind of like the easiest solution?
Nah, you got to fight.
Fight what? But you like, if you get like, poisoned. He's going to lose, bro. Like, yeah. Let's keep it a buck. Like, he's going
to
lose.
Not even, he's probably not even going to go to trial. He's going to take that plea.
Nah, you can't take a plea from that. You're yeah. going to have to do some jail time.
No. What I'm saying is like, either, like,
or
a
just
plea,
take the
lesser
yeah.
time. Yeah,
like, yeah but, like, he's still going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Rico? So
literally,
trafficking?
He got hit with racketeering, not a Rico. That's different.
Nah, Rico's racketeering.
Nah, no,
yeah.
it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different.
Racketeering? No.
Racketeering is not the same thing as a Rico.
Yes, yeah. it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, a racketeer, that's what R stands for in RICO.
Yeah, well, the rest of the letters, bro.
Yeah, but the rest of the letters fall under, like, that's just part of the RICO. Like, that's what a RICO is. RICO is, like, they use that to take down, like, organizations. So, basically, he had this whole network of Diddy shit, smuggling drugs, smuggling people. Like, that's what he got hit with. The FRICO, literally.
Okay.
Literally the FRICO.
Okay, we're not lawyers, but he got hit with the FRICO. My point is, though, either he take a plea and get hit with, like, 20 years.
Nah, no matter what,
if he takes this shit to trial, they gonna hit him with life.
No, good thing is, like, you could hit, he probably could get
how
hit
old is
with
he, 50? 50 something?
It's like 54?
But
yeah, he's out, he's cooked, buddy.
Okay, so you know how long a life sentence is?
It's like 30 years.
Yeah. So they could hit him with, like, 3 life sentences and reduce it down to 2, or reduce it down to 1, or whatever it may be, you know? And it's like, yeah, the plea will get it from 3 to 1, but in reality, he's spending the rest of his life in jail.
Or he's getting out like at 78 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro,
yeah,
come on.
Decrepit. Like, what's like the lowest amount of time y'all see him leaving with?
20.
If y'all was his. Okay.
Actually, I
if care. J-Oma.
Yeah, J-Oma.
Okay,
if J-Oma was his lawyer, Diddy would be on the pod right now next to Noah.
If y'all was his lawyer, what would you tell him?
I'll be like, buddy, we're going to beat this case. Just keep sending them checks. We're going to beat this case.
Oh, shit.
Keep sending them checks, man.
We're dragging it out as long as it takes.
Don't worry. I'm not giving up on you. Keep cutting them checks.
That's why I could never be a lawyer or a doctor, because I keep it too real. I'm going to be like, hey, bro, your ass is fried, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to leave your ass to dry out here, bro. I don't know what you want to do, gang, but... You might want to start telling everybody.
If it goes really good, where he drops names, he actually does like a detail of how he did like all the trafficking and everything.
Yeah, the other thing is, like, usually they like the pleas, they give it to the lower people because they're trying to take down the guy at the top.
Yeah,
he is the guy
at the top.
Yeah. Like, you were the guy calling the shots. Yeah.
Actually expands like his full like black book.
Mm-hmm. I think unless he gives out like the real like president,
but he can't
even
do that. He can't even do that because if he does, they're gonna kill him.
They're gonna kill him.
Like,
yeah.
Unless it's like Obama was in on this shit.
Oh shit!
And he gives up Obama. He gives up details and shit.
I could see him leaving with like then, 20 years.
If he gives that up, he probably do 8 years. He probably do the same time Bobby Shmurda did.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Besides that,
he's cooked.
He's cooked.
Shit. Damn.
Why are you disappointed?
Why are you sad?
I feel bad for him.
You want to see him again?
What the fuck?
Y'all don't feel
bad
for him?
For what?
No. Hold up.
He was motherfuckers. Why do you feel bad for him?
Wait, no.
You want to be in a freak-off?
No, I don't want to be in a freak-off at all. What I'm saying is, it's like, damn, bro, nigga, you was a billionaire, and now
fuck it, he chose to do that dumbass shit.
I get it. I'm just like, damn, isn't that crazy?
No. Okay, let me ask you this, though. Like, okay, let's just say hypothetically, you were.
Stop this shit.
No.
You've been doing this all night. Hypothetically, what if you was at a freak off with Meek Mill and stop including me in this shit.
No, for real.
What if you was a billionaire?
No. For real, this time, imagine.
I'm chilling. I'm playing PlayStation all day.
No. Imagine if you were actually a victim over there.
Okay.
Would you be okay with him not getting for the rest of his life there? Like, imagine you got drugged.
Okay.
And you can't even breathe. You're like, damn, 12 hours. Right?
You just dehydrated as shit.
You dehydrated as shit.
Gatorade symbol. What? I know what. Why did you go?
You reach to the side. You're like, LeBron, let me borrow your sweatband real quick. And you put it on.
Like, you're stumbling and you fall and you grab you're LeBron by the arm.
Stop. Okay.
Wouldn't you be mad that Diddy wouldn't be doing the rest of his life in there?
Like, of course I'd be mad. Okay, so
why are you saying like, oh, that's sad? Shit ain't sad.
I'm not talking about Diddy as like, I'm just saying like, this is the craziest shit ever. Because Diddy's been, like, in the media, in hip-hop, all this shit. He's a fucking icon. He's a mogul. Right? The shit wasn't supposed to end like this. Diddy and Suge Knight are in jail right now.
Yeah.
At one fucking time, these niggas was $100 million CEOs.
Yeah.
These are the two biggest figures in hip-hop ever.
But they did it to themselves.
No, yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
so when I say
crazy.
I feel bad for him, it's not that I feel bad. Fuck him. Fuck Diddy. I'm just saying, like,
you want to fuck that... Diddy?
You fucking idiot. You know what I just said?
Yeah, you said fuck Diddy.
I didn't say I want to fuck Diddy. I said fuck Diddy. Are you deaf?
My fault. Give me one.
Man, anywho,
how do you want to fuck Diddy?
Come on, bro.
Nah, I got a hot take though. I got a hot take.
Go ahead,
cause. There's like, for me, there's two types of people that were victims, right?
Don't do that.
Nah, I'm going to do it.
Oh, Lord. Because
look, there's
the people who enjoyed it?
No, the people, Lord. Yeah, type shit. But look, what? There's the people that got lured in and were like drugged and given alcohol and given this that were like, you know, given to his celebrity friends or powerful people, whatever. Then to me, there's the people that were like, well, I'm an up and coming producer. Like, all I got to do is give up my cheeks. And then I'm gonna be on the next top Hollywood movie. To me, if you're that person, it's fuck you too, bro. You deserve it.
You know,
swear to God, I better not see people coming out talking about I had to do this to get into a better position. I don't feel bad for you at all, bro. I'm sorry, I do not feel bad for you, bro. Because at a certain point in time, you gotta have morals, you gotta have integrity, you gotta stand up for yourself, and you gotta be like, you know what? It was my morals? Dream. No, it was if it was my dream to be a producer, and then Diddy's like, yo, I gotta take your cheeks. You wanna be in this industry? I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go be a fucking something else, bro. I'm gonna go back to school. I'm gonna be an architect. I'm gonna be an accountant. I'm gonna be a fucking. I'm gonna work at Domino's, bro. Not getting nothing taken from me, bro. No. I'm not like what we're doing.
You said earlier you want to be a business owner of like the Raiders or some shit. Let's just say
I want to own a team. Or
there's not a
like
business big enough.
Let's just say
that could ever exist.
Let's just say Diddy comes right now. He's like, hey, know what? Raiders is out there with your name on it. All you have to do is bend over. What are you doing?
No, bro.
See, that's you ain't my doing point. It. That's morals.
I can't.
To me, that's having integrity. That's having morals, bro. Like, if you're willing to sell something like that for money, for power, for
but some
whatever
people,
it is,
hey, not everybody has the same morals we do. Or whatever.
Yeah, but then you can't call yourself a victim.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like for those people. I hope I better not see nobody
still
come
victims.
Up.
Still
no
victims.
Hell, no, you're not a victim.
Victims.
You gave it up willingly. You're not a victim to me. The fuck you did? Hey. If you were not drugged
they
on
were,
purpose,
were
you were
under,
not consenting.
Bro, that's blackmail. That's fucking duress.
How's that blackmail?
They were under duress.
Oh, no. That's quid pro quo.
Yeah, that's you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and worse than
but
a back.
It's not back.
Yeah, but it's not back. It's back shots.
Yeah, they went
fuck like
oh shit. They went lower the back, but I mean. You know, I don't know.
Nah,
this
to me,
shit all crazy.
Yeah, and anybody who was associated
No, stop.
I'm hot, bro. Anybody who was associated with any of that shit, bro, I could not look at you the same. I don't give a fuck if you were just taking pics.
For you.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Did he walk up in here, robe? He's like
swinging on that motherfucker.
I already brought it up.
I'm asking him.
Yeah. Right?
Go ahead. You know what I mean? Revolt. We'll get you. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna be right next to the Breakfast Club on the Run podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is just let me get 5 minutes.
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
5 minutes of what?
What Cat Williams said?
Pleasure.
What Cat Williams said? You gotta say no to Diddy because he be wanting to party, man.
You gotta tell him no.
You gotta tell him no, bro. God. Like, straight up, keep it a stat, bro. Like,
shit.
That's a scary thing, bro. It's like a lot of these industries are like that. It's just there's not a figure as prominent as Diddy because the same shit happened with the Me Too movement. With Harvey Weinstein, he's doing the same shit to these actresses and telling them, like...
We fucked with his movies, we just didn't know him.
Yeah, and it's like, once all that shit comes out, it's like, I guarantee he wasn't the only one doing that. But everybody after that was like, oh, delete the fucking files, bro. Torch everything, scrub everything down. No, we're not talking about shit. And now, who knows how many people got let off of that.
With it, yeah.
Yeah, and now we got this Diddy shit. I'm sure in the music industry, there's a whole bunch of this shit going on still.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like panic mode, like, they got Diddy, man. We might be next. Scrub them fucking hard drives, bro.
Nah, that's scrubbing the hard drive shit don't work.
They got to burn them shits, bro. Burn a whole house down, bro. Collect fucking insurance. Like, shit. Everybody's panicking. I know they are, bro.
No, man. I just... What else can we say about this motherfucking Diddy shit? You know what's crazy? How the fuck they catch him with three AR-15s with the serial scratched off? Those are federal offenses.
Yeah.
Just for anybody watching, do not start scratching off the serial numbers.
No gun, bro.
For your motherfucking AR-15s.
Oh, no gun.
You can scratch off the serial number on the Xbox. You won't go to jail. Do not do that shit with an AR-15, please. I'm just saying, like, why? Who the fuck was he beefing with? This nigga thought he was Tony Montana.
Nah, you could just have random guns in there. And like,
an AR-15 is a random gun?
No, but it's let's just say hypothetically you stole that gun. You just scratch off the serial number. And
but he's
like,
rich. He don't gotta be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does
but,
like?
But if he's rich, people are keeping track. Like, hey, what type of guns does he bring in? What type of guns does he have?
My point is though,
he can hire security. He don't even have to have a gun himself.
That's what I'm saying.
Diddy, being Diddy and smacking cheeks, he needs a gun.
When they arrested Diddy, they found him with that 2CB. Y'all know what that 2C is?
Yeah,
that pink cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this nigga had the 2C. He had the baby oil. He had the AR-15. He probably had a bag of Cheetos or something. Like, he was living it up,
bro. He's that GTA life, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
Homie was playing CJ. RP.
Yeah, GTA RP. Going crazy.
Oh, my goodness. And
you
now
know
he
who really
cell.
Took an L? No. Who's been taking an L? Meek Mill.
Okay. Yeah.
Meek Mill had the greatest fall off in rap history.
Nah, Meek ain't fall off.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
How many record sales he did on his last album? But he did like 6,000 first week.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meek Mill.
He's
washed.
Ass, bro. He's ass.
He lost his ass cheeks.
He lost his ass. Imagine how down bad you gotta be to be giving up your cheeks and your album still ain't selling.
Hold on.
He mad as shit.
Hold on. I'm gonna check Spotify. Hold up.
Ain't do shit.
Let me check. Yeah. Hold on. Keep talking. I'm gonna be on Spotify.
Nah, like to me, there's never been a greater fall off in rap history. Like Meek Mill, at one point, people were saying he was the next Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z said he was gonna be the next Jay-Z.
Nah, we ain't never say that. Nobody.
Nah, Meek was low key popping. Nah, I'm gonna keep it stab. He was popping, bro. Nah. You throw on Dreams and Nightmares, that shit was crazy.
Classic.
You know, there's a reason all the hood dudes now are Eagles fans, and that's Meek Mill. Meek Mill was so popping. He was from Philly. He made all these hood dudes in every city around the country. Eagles fans.
That last Meek album that dropped was the joint where Ross. Y'all remember that one? Meek and Ross, the collab album?
Yeah, we ain't listening to that.
Yeah, we ain't listening.
Name three songs on that without looking at the album.
I could do that.
Whatchamacallit. Sound like my ear to the door at a Diddy party. Yeah.
He had that one with Future. I'm in love with the money.
What's the name? What's the title?
In love with the money. I'm in love with the money. Speaking of Future, mixtape Pluto.
Nah, we ain't gonna move off of Meek Mill. I'm still cooking your little dumbass Meek Mill.
Come on,
bro. We almost seen the video of him in the pool.
Diddy was calling him daddy.
He's cooling his ass cheeks off in the pool when Diddy's calling him daddy, bro. What the fuck is going on?
Meek, you my nigga, but I can't even
bunny
hopping
for Mike Rubin.
I can't. Meek,
there's not a man on this earth that can make me bunny hop for him, bro. I don't give a fuck if you're torturing my family, bro. Kill them all, bro. R.I.P. to my family. I'm not bunny hopping for nobody.
I'm not bunny hopping for nobody.
Fuck, I'm a bunny hop for, let alone because I lost a tennis match. The fuck?
I don't. It's some crazy shit with Diddy, bro. And Meek. Remember that clip?
He was actually listed in the indictment, by the way. But they didn't say his name was redacted.
Yeah.
And they said it was a Philly rapper who dated Nicki Minaj.
Oh, shit. Who else could that fucking be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shit. Survey says.
Facts.
100 grand to someone could tie me to the Diddy.
Oh, he said, I got 100,000 for anybody that could figure out how they got the Diddy case and anything involved with Meek Mill. Then all his replies are pics of him next to Diddy. And there's a video of him talking about fucking a bitch on a mic. And Diddy turns around fast as hell.
Like, what the fuck? He's freestyling.
Yeah.
And Diddy was like, I'm just like, Man, So Meek fell off then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, did Future fall off?
Kinda.
Mixtape Pluto.
It was good. Yeah. It was good, okay. But like,
y'all didn't fuck with it. Lil Demon in the cut. You moving wrong, we clutch. How about Plutoski?
I don't know about that.
Y'all didn't fuck with Plutoski?
That sounds like a Diddy Party too.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's on the song.
I know, yeah, but you ain't got to recreate it.
Yeah. Sometimes he's swagging. Y'all don't fuck with that? Sometimes we just got to...
I have never ever in my life been walking down the street or anywhere for that matter and did that.
Yeah.
Which means sometimes you just got to.
No, I'm saying because they're really getting that Future on TikTok and all this shit. They're like, bro, what the fuck is this? This shit is ass. I'm
that
like,
shit was ass.
There's a few songs that are good.
You don't know about rap music, please.
There's a few songs that are good.
What rap music you be listening to lately?
We literally had the fucking conversation top five
all time. We're not doing this top five.
Okay, let's do a new top five. Updated top five post Diddy. Okay. Post Diddy top five. What's your post Diddy top five?
Yeah, he had Diddy number one.
Yeah, he had Diddy and Jay-Z number one and two.
It's still on number one?
My top five was not. No, my top five is Nipsey.
Yeah, Jay-Z off my top five, by the way. Fuck Jay-Z.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he gone.
No, Jay is still there.
Meek Mill still there?
We what? Can I finish
Rick Ross
the fucking
still there?
Oh, shit. We would take Ross off. He was around Diddy too fucking much. Yeah, we go. You know what they called each other, Diddy and Ross?
What?
Mm. Remember their group? It was the Bugatti Boys?
No. It sounds familiar. Yeah, I think, yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah,
the Bugatti
yeah.
Boys.
Nah,
Diddy
was
taking
booty
this
boys.
Nigga Ross out
nah,
on...
Nah, they was the booty boys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Diddy was taking this nigga Ross out on dates and shit. I'm like, man. So we're going to take Ross out of my top five. We're going to put... Huh. Wait. Jay-Z, Nipsey, Future. Fuck. Who's my next two? Ugh, shit. Cardi. Wait. What y'all making faces for?
Cardi?
Yes!
Alright, chat, y'all know what to do.
See you ya. Put a fucking Uzi Vert above fucking Cardi.
See ya.
Chat, y'all know what to do.
Y'all didn't fuck with the new song?
No.
Upside down, cross, na-na-na-na-na-na. Cardi.
She's ass.
Cardi number four.
If you listen to Cardi, you a cornball.
Cardi number four. Well, fuck it. I'm the corniest motherfucker.
All of Cardi's fanboys are like white kids who are
suburban
weird.
Suburban white kids. Yeah. Like edgy suburban
edgy
white kids.
Edgy suburban white kids.
I grew up in the suburbs.
Alright.
And number five. Number five is ESTG. Yeah.
There's ESTG. No way Nipsey Hussle and Playboi Carti are in your top five together.
Same
ways,
yeah.
Yes, they are. Well, how's that crazy? Carti fans, stand up.
What the fuck?
How's that crazy? Carti is the hottest nigga out right now. I Am Music. What? Okay, so y'all, go ahead. Y'all top five updated for the list.
My shit's pretty much the same. I still got Kendrick up in there.
Oh, shit, I forgot Kendrick.
Nah, too late. You put Cardi. You put ESTG.
Cardi,
sorry.
Ass as shit. And ESTG, he good. Don't get me wrong.
But he's not top five.
But he's not top five. Yeah, I promise you, not top five. All That's right. Like me saying King Von's top five.
Top five killers in rap, but go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Shit's ass.
Go ahead, go.
Who else? Got Kendrick up there, Biggie up there.
Biggie?
Yeah, Biggie after all this Diddy shit.
Yeah,
tell y'all.
I love Biggie, but.
Hey, Diddy killed Biggie.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, but
stop,
he still had
stop.
That line. You look so good, Al. Yeah, finish that.
So somebody with that line is in your top five?
Yeah.
Who else? Who else got good?
That's how you know he don't listen to Biggie. Because they didn't even know what the line was.
We got...
Bruh, we ain't got all day.
No, you know what? Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't listen to rap like that. New rap, so you got Future out now. I'd say Uzi. I actually like Uzi a lot.
Okay.
Like all of his... all this shit's pretty good. Who else? I actually like King Von. I probably wouldn't put Drake up there. He's got some fire songs, but like, generally, I probably wouldn't want to see Drake in person just to see him. I'd rather be there just for the experience of the crowd.
Yeah.
So it's like that type of thing.
What about Travis?
Travis is up there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Take out Cardi.
Nah. Travis,
no editing. Get Cardi up in there.
No, Cardi's there.
Travis is in my top five.
Yeah, but like no, Travis, like Travis Scott concerts back when you remember when Mo Bamba came out back in like 2019.
Yeah, that's Sheck West though. Yeah.
Yeah, Sheck West.
Sheck West top five.
No, Sheck West not. Is not top
See,
five.
That's the same shit as putting Cardi up there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
Cardi
is.
Cardi got classics.
Sheck West, Mo Bamba's a way bigger classic than anything Cardi got. Yes or no?
NBA YoungBoy.
Yep.
YN.
Goodness.
YBN Namir.
Okay, you're just saying it. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
YBN Almighty J.
He's even worse.
What's your list, right, please?
I got Curtis Jackson.
50 Cent. Why 50 are you saying his government? I'm like, who the hell is Curtis Jackson? What the fuck?
I got 50
Cent, yeah.
Lil Pump.
Kanye.
Okay.
Well, Kanye, yeah.
Nah, too, no, you can't change. Right,
Kanye.
Kendrick.
Okay.
I'll put Cole up there.
No, okay. I'll put Cole
up there. I don't listen to much of his new shit, but I'll put Cole up there. And then five, I feel like I got to put Future there.
Okay, good list.
That's my five.
Good you had list. Fucking, what's his name? Rich Homie Quan?
Yeah, R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan. No, you also had
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. You had Fetty Wap.
I didn't have Fetty Wap. I just said Fetty Wap had a better run.
Can I make an up? Can I put Pee Wee Longway on my list?
Yeah, put it on there.
For sure.
Dumbass.
What you mean?
Pee Wee Longway?
Yes.
The fuck?
Y'all not finna do this today. Y'all not finna do this today. Hey, bro. We still lobby running, goddammit.
It's like, you know, he could have
said... Shout out my nigga. Shout out my
nigga. Can I put Kanye up there?
I'm putting
Can I put Travis Scott up there?
I'm putting...
Can I put Pee Wee Longway up there?
Yes, I am. Are y'all crazy?
Pee Wee Longway?
Yes.
Bro, you could have put Young Dolph up there. You could have put
R.I.P. Dolph.
Young Thug.
You could have put Thug up there.
I'm just saying for me, Pee Wee Longway, I'm rocking with
Kodak.
Kodak? Actually, yeah. Ooh, Kodak's up there for me. He's actually, saying, I think Kodak top one. I'm a suburban boy, dude.
Hey, we sneaking and geeking, man. Shout out Pee Wee Longway, bro. You know what I mean?
He's not going to watch this, bro.
I don't give a fuck what he watches,
though. Buddy don't know how to spell on a run.
No. I'm saying for the real fans.
Shout out to all two of y'all.
Yeah. Come on, man. Shit. Fuck 12. Bust a whole pint right on their feet. Noisy Atlanta gonna have me right there with me.
Ain't you from the suburbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the lyrics, though. He was going crazy. Shout out my nigga Pee Wee Longway. Anywho, shout out my nigga. Free Pee Wee Longway. R.I.P. Rich on the
corner. I don't know what he did, so I'm gonna say free him.
Zone 6, stand up.
Set a baby.
Derez Deshawn.
Jay DeYoungin.
Out to the Hardaway. Hey, no.
Rod Wave?
No, not Rod Wave. Derez Deshawn, because you know what he said? I used to shop JCPenney. I used to shop JCPenney too. When you say shit, you speak on my life, you already in my top five. Automatic.
That's I was in Eritrea as a youngin'.
You damn right.
Who rapped that?
No, I don't know who rapped that. I don't know either. No, nobody, you know why Nipsey's in my top five?
Because he Eritrean.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
He said, ever seen an African in a European whip?
Yes.
Yeah. What? What is it?
How is that a fire line?
That's fine. I'm African. We driving European whips now.
Do you drive a European whip?
No.
So what the fuck?
So he didn't speak on your life.
It's about attaining. It's about the aspiration.
I'm interested why Playboi Carti's in your top five.
Because he got swag.
No, he got swag.
Yeah, no, he.
What are you in 2016?
No, but
hey, yo, hey,
no,
hey.
Listen.
Oh, the fucking Diamond and Co.
Diamond Supply?
Diamond Supply.
Is that an Obey hat?
Obey.
No, it's OTR, but shit.
You got a Domo on the back of it? You got a foxtail clip to your
bro,
back.
You know what?
No, listen, Cardi.
He's swagging, huh?
Cardi is a rock star. I fuck with rock stars, bro.
Cardi's a fucking idiot.
What you?
Shit, bro. Tell me I'm wrong.
You wrong.
Cardi has a release shit.
He's fucking trash, bro.
When's he's scammed
Aiden Ross, hey, bro.
When's he gonna release Noah?
I don't know. Because
he said some shit like 2028 or something like that. He said some crazy shit.
It's tough being a Cardi fan, but it's
no. You're gonna do. He gonna release when Diddy get out
for sure. Yeah, he better drop soon though.
He gonna get caught up in the Diddy tapes.
God, I hope not. Lord, I hope not. Because at this point, if all my favorite rappers keep getting caught up in sexual assault allegations,
do you think that speaks to your character?
Don't even do. Whoa, don't do that.
Yeah, because they speaking on his life. Remember?
They're speaking on your life.
Don't even do
African in the Diddy party?
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm African.
Is Diddy African?
No, he's not. He look African. He looks Somalian, okay. Actually. That's what's crazy.
How do you know he was Somali?
I said he looks Somali.
I know.
How do you know he's Somali?
Are you fucking stupid? I got homies that look like Diddy.
How do you know I'm Somali?
You got homies that are like Diddy?
No, that look like Diddy. Okay, it's like y'all hear me and try to like get me jammed up. Y'all not listening.
They look and act like Diddy or just look like
him? They just look.
Just getting clarification
they
just
look. Here. They just look.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Like, everything's like allegedly.
Everything about them looks like Diddy. Everything.
We getting off track. My point
like,
is.
Like without clothes, they look like Diddy.
Shout out Cardi. Free my nigga Longway. That's all I got to say. And RIP Rich Homie Quan. That's it. Goodness gracious. Are we done here?
How about Gummo, back when that came out?
Are we done?
No.
Gummo was pretty fucking fire.
But what other topics we got to talk about?
We got to talk about homie that got executed.
Oh, now we got to get serious.
I think his name is Marcellus Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, bro, to be honest.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, but the thing is, first, I don't know. It's a lot to dig through, and not all the information is public. So to jump to a conclusion and make statements based on that, I don't want to do that. But what I do know is basically this became popular because he has been on death row for decades in, I believe, Missouri. As we know, all these states are in the deep south, bro. Like,
racist than a motherfucker.
Yeah. Not only that, but it's like, bro, if they get you for anything they might be able to execute you for, best believe they're going to push for it, bro. All these states, especially if you get melanated, bro. Ooh, if you brown or black.
Yeah, don't even do it.
Bro, you better not steal a pack of five gum at the gas station. They might try to upcharge you. You get hit with
capital murder.
Yeah. So, I guess at the time when he was arrested and convicted and all this stuff, they had no DNA testing. They do now. They went back and tested stuff. I guess there was no DNA on the weapon. There was no DNA at the scene. So, basically, his DNA isn't present. I think I don't know if it was fake news or not, but other people were saying that he was in possession of some of the victim's items. And I believe like his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend had said that he was getting rid of bloody clothes or something like that. I don't know if that's true. At the end of the day, only he and God know. And yeah, man, regardless of if he did it or not, but like to execute somebody when you're not 100% sure if they did it or not, to me, is kind of crazy.
Do you see like how the family basically was against it?
Even the victim's family were saying like, bro, we don't want to kill him, because you got to think about it, bro. Like, if you're the family and you genuinely do not know if this person killed your family member or not, as much as you want closure, you would not want to do the same thing that somebody did to your family member to somebody innocent, right? So it only makes sense. Like, even the family was pushing against it. I think he had up to 1.5 million signatures on the petition to save him from being executed.
The governor
just was like, yeah, bro, we out of here.
You know, so it was supposed to go up to, like, I guess either the Missouri Supreme Court or the maybe possibly the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out like that. But I'm just like, man, this shit's so crazy. Like, you know, it's just seeing it in like real time, like as the day went on. Like
shit still happens nowadays.
Right. Like seeing it like as the day went on, like, okay, wow, they're really going to go on with this. I'm just like, you know, go on with executing him. I'm like,
the crazy thing to me is like we have situations where people, like the guy that shot up the church, where was this? South Carolina?
Yeah.
Black church. Yeah. Where he killed like 9 people.
Yeah.
And Buddy got taken to Burger King after. Like, he's not going to get killed. We got all the people that go into schools and shoot up little ass kids, but babies, like 5, 6, 7-year-old kids, but high school kids.
Yeah, there was the shooting in Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. Yeah. And these people are not facing, you know, they're not on death row.
Death row.
But we got people like this where it's not even conclusive. Did he do it? Did he not do it? Like I said, only him and God know. But at the end of the day, if we don't know, who are we to take somebody's life when there's no proof that definitively says, yes, he did it? So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, we don't have anything really to add, you know, that hasn't already been said. We just want to say, you know, Condolences to that brother.
Facts. May God have mercy on, I think it was just on his soul.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, yeah. Just
no. I was going to say, finishing out, just the, you know, that's a powerful brother right there. He, you know, they had the, they gave him the little piece of paper to fill
last
out.
Last words.
Yeah. What did he say? He said,
to Allah be the glory in all situations.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm like, that's a powerful quote, man.
Being in last you words, man. RIP. And
we need change, goddammit.
Nah, facts, man.
Kamala, Trump, if you're hearing this, please fix this goddamn justice system.
Meek Mill, you got to wait too long trying to say you was fixing the prison reform system, bro. You did not do shit for it.
Your ass was partying with Diddy, motherfucker. You was not reforming shit in the prison.
At all,
bro. At all.
After all that time crying how they did you wrong and whining, bro, like, you just got out and went right back to spending money and doing Diddy shit.
Your ass about to be crying again, because if your name get brought up in this indictment, ooh.
Going back.
I'm gonna be mad. Oh, he better not.
Low-key though, I feel like Meek would actually drop names though. If he were to get
Meek would snitch.
Meek gonna be freestyling on the stand.
Yeah.
He make it a freestyle. I don't even... He would be rhyming orange with LeBron.
I guess. I don't know. Shit.
I don't know, man. Y'all got any closing thoughts? Anything else to add? It's been a while since we did one of these, man. But I kind of fuck with these. We get to have a lot more fun, man. We're laughing, joking, shit. Like, it makes it a lot more entertaining.
Well, what other ones we do? Interviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the interviews, like, we have to interview the person.
That's what I mean. So, it's like, this one we get to be a little bit more creative with
it. Yeah, this is our real personalities, folks.
Facts.
People be thinking, like, are they really like that? Like,
serious and shit?
Off camera, we're
just... Off camera, we're crazier than this, bro.
Which is crazy.
Keep it kind of professional.
Yeah. No, not really. I actually act very civilized off camera.
Huh?
I act very civilized off camera.
What about that shit you was doing with the baby oil ordering?
I do nothing with baby oil. All I do is podcast. I got
the Amazon order right here, Noah.
All I do is podcast and go home and listen to Cardi.
Sleep in baby oil?
And Pee Wee Longwood. I don't even use baby. I don't even like being greasy. That's what I don't get.
Noah was like.
I don't know if this is a cancelable question, but don't black little kids get like.
Vaseline
and shit?
Yeah.
But what is that for?
I had just that like, too when I was a kid.
You did? Yeah. I didn't have that shit.
That's just, you know what I mean?
It's just like for moisturizing? Yeah, moisturizing. Yeah. It seals up like any... Yeah.
But they be going all greasy.
That's the thing you were worried about getting canceled for?
Yeah.
So that's a real... Yeah.
Nah, because I seen it, but I'm like, I don't know if it's real or if I'm like...
No, it's real. Just some shit I've you seen. Thought you were hallucinating?
Actually, I was like, am I going
to
get called
crazy? I use Vaseline on my lips to this day.
I use it on my lips, but I...
Y'all don't use chapstick?
Yeah.
No, but I grew up with Vaseline. Petroleum jelly?
Ice cube?
I know what Vaseline is.
So yeah, because I just told you what it was.
Y'all still got the big jar of Vaseline at the house?
The shit that never ran out?
Oh, yeah, I used to. Yeah. It ran out.
What the fuck?
How'd it run out, Benji?
Put in the microwave and use like baby oil.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know,
Benji.
There's actually a cologne hack for that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Dump cologne into it, like melt it a little bit and then mix it up.
Yeah.
It actually, it retains it super well. So then when you use the Vaseline to moisturize, you actually smell nice.
I have a shit ton of cologne and that's what I do. I have.
Yeah, I know. Whatever you were wearing that last time we recorded.
Yeah, I have a cologne collection.
That goddamn Arabian oil shit.
You put Vaseline on your pressure points and then you spray the cologne right on the Vaseline.
Pressure points.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Fuck is this? Acupuncture?
Pressure points. Okay, what's in your cologne collection?
I got a little bit of Versace. I got a little bit of Dior.
What is a little bit of Versace? Say the name.
You got any Sean John?
I got Versace Eros.
Yeah, do you have Sean John Unforgivable?
Yeah. No, Jean Paul Gaultier.
No, Sean John.
No, I don't know what that one is.
Unforgivable? No. 3 a.m.? No. I am King?
No. How do you know so many?
Hey, what you mean?
Did he have research?
Nah. He had it popping.
That's I never owned none of them shits. I don't think I ever owned any Sean John. I might have had a pair of jeans. I might have had a pair of jeans.
I think we were too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like, shit. That shit was expensive, though.
I got perfumes of Marley. I got Arabian perfumes.
Which Marley you got? Perfumes of
Marley?
Dan Marley.
I got two of them. One's called... 100, the one that I wore the other time.
Why did your eyes roll back?
Because I'm thinking of the name. It's it's like an Arabian perfume. That one's pretty good. That's one that I like to wear almost all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a little bit common ones like Versace Eros is very common. Dior Sauvage. I don't wear those too often because
everyone got them.
Every high schooler got them. That's the only problem I got with it.
How the fuck you know?
Because I used
why
to
is wear, that the problem?
you smell like a high schooler. If like any girls, like when I was in high school, like,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was in high school, like everybody had this cologne, right? So like when I was that, you're older. If like you're dating a girl, and it, like her high school boyfriend used to wear that cologne, and now you wear it now, I promise you, it reminds them of like that time. So it's like you want to wear a different cologne from that.
I don't think it's that deviant.
Okay,
it
is. That was a hell of a.
It is.
That deviant.
Okay, so Benji,
I don't think he got that play red though.
Cologne.
I don't think you got that play red.
Mm-mm. No, I don't got that.
No one knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, what was yeah. That? Shout out Swap Me.
Shout out that Swap Me. Yeah. What was that Dolce & Gabbana one? I forgot what they called it.
EDP?
It was like light. I forget what light it was blue? Called. No, it was like a pun on light blue or a pun on Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
It was like dollar sign or something like that.
It looked like a fucking Diet Coke bottle.
Yeah.
It was like black and gray.
Yeah, we'll pull it up when we have the clip. But okay. So you in the club. You know what I mean? You got a drink in hand, nice fit, 4X Pro Club.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scent?
Y'all love them hypotheticals.
Hey, what happened? What happened, Huzz?
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
You got Tourette's?
What the fuck?
What happened, huh? You sound like a bee stung his tongue
I'm
or something.
What happened,
his tongue swollen as shit.
I'm walking with a limp and I'm like, what happened?
So you're going to talk to a woman like that?
Who else?
They'll be like, sir, the kitchen's that way.
Yeah, sir, get back to work. But I mean, what's the scent, though? What's the scent to impress her?
100 Silent Ways, Nishane. That's the one.
What?
100 Silent Ways by Nishane. That's a perfume.
100 Silent Ways? Mm-hmm.
That's Diddy.
To be honest, I think
100 Silent Ways to assault somebody and make
no,
them.
No, I think it's actually like a women's perfume or a unisex perfume.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, that's Diddy. But anything unisex, low key Diddy.
Not really. Because like on me, sure
yeah, unisex. Diddy's unisex. No,
Diddy when, for sure unisex.
When you spray cologne, it smells differently on the person. So on like if you wear a unisex perfume,
dude, swear he knows. Bro.
No, I promise you. Know you. He knows. You know, he knows.
Wait. That's when we need to do our next swap meet shop. We need to go shopping with him for cologne.
Do you know I don't like to do that though because most swap
shops. Because I'm gatekeeping. No.
Write that down. But no, that's our next episode.
Yeah, yeah. If you go out there and try to buy knockoff colognes like in the UK and shit like that, they actually put piss to fill it up.
What? All I asked you was, what's the scent you're wearing? How the fuck we get to the UK?
Piss.
You talking about pissing in the UK?
They be pissing in that shit, though.
Bro, let's get back on track.
That's the Indians,
though. You know, they import it here, and then when you buy like...
Okay, I got one. Top five colognes right now, how we did like a top five rapper list.
100 Silent Ways, Nishane, Y, the Parfum, Dolce & Gabbana, Light Blue for everyday wear, Versace Eros for nightclub.
I'm gonna go all based on your recommendations.
And then for like a more of a musky, you go for Creed. No, like a woody smell, you go for Creed Aventus.
You want wood?
And
what'd
then
you say?
And then for Creed Aventus, because sometimes some people don't like it because it's a little bit too musky.
Mm-hmm.
You spray a little bit of a pineapple atomizer. So pure pineapple, and it blends out pretty good. I actually have
you that. Want me to spray pineapple juice on myself?
No, it's like an actual like, pineapple.
The diddiest shit this I is, ever
this
heard.
Is some Diddy shit, boy.
You luring Diddy. No, you luring Diddy.
I'm for real.
Okay, so I should out of those because I have Creed Aventus, but I'm running out. Like I'm literally.
Do you like Creed Aventus? It doesn't smell like
I do
too
like
strong
it,
sometimes.
Yeah. No, I do like it. Yeah.
Okay. If some people don't like it,
but
it's like,
I have to. Do you know how expensive that motherfucking bottle is?
Yeah,
it's I bought like mine on Facebook.
It's like $380.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Facebook.
Yes. They got
how
the
you know
deal.
It's real?
Boy, they got the. It smelled good. They got the deal.
She probably got pissing.
Oh shit. Man, I hope
it probably do. It probably do.
That's why. That's why it is strong.
Does it last long?
Huh?
Does it last a long time?
You know.
It got piss in it. I'm telling you, got piss on it.
You think it?
I promise you, it Creed Aventus lasts long. So if it doesn't last long, you got it got piss on it.
Oh shit! Yo, he's quiet.
They got pissing in, little guy.
Hold up, man.
How the fuck you buying Facebook fucking perfume?
He's really crying.
Yeah.
No, what the fuck am I listening to right now? Uncle Nephew talking about Uncle pissing your perfume. Nephew talking about, damn, they got me, Nephew. What the fuck? No. There's Vincent and Lil Guy. What the fuck?
Yo.
I'm crying, gang.
My mission during the pandemic. I took a picture.
That's got COVID inside.
I took a picture of the bottle. I was proud. I was like, this shit. But then when I smelled it, I was like, man. Is this what the hype is all about?
Have you ever smelled Creed Aventus at the store?
Yeah.
At the store?
Yeah, that motherfucker hit at the store.
Why the fuck would you buy
my bottle? I couldn't afford it. It was 2020. I was poor. I was on unemployment.
It was a stimmy.
Damn. No, but that's all I had.
The stimmy?
I wasn't finna go to the store and pay $400.
Why didn't you get a PPP loan?
Nah, bro. Come on, bro.
He did. He got P somewhere else.
He got PPP.
He got a PPP perfume.
So I should go to the store and get a bottle of Ventus?
Yeah, you should.
Nah, that's too much, bro. I asked the lady at
my head hurt.
No. I asked the lady at Bloomingdale. She was like, "Oh, it's $400."
You gotta go to Neiman Marcus.
I've been to Neiman Marcus. Oh, hold on. I've been to Neiman Marcus though. Look at my contact list. Look,
you know, a good woman's perfume to buy for your girl would be Francis Maison Kirkjack, whatever the fuck that one is.
Nasty.
No, it actually smells good.
Look, I gotta contact the Neiman Marcus.
There's actually cashier? Believe it or not,
ain't no cashier.
Believe it or not, my contact at Neiman Marcus too is a gay dude.
Yeah, I believe that.
Huh?
What? Makes sense.
Okay,
makes sense to me.
Kirkay. By Kirkay.
Hi, Kirkay.
Yeah, it's by Kirke.
Oh, Kirk.
Kirkay.
Kirk Cousins.
I promise you, this is really good perfume. I actually ran
for
out
dudes?
Of
dudes.
Yeah, for dudes.
What's the name of it?
K-I-R-K.
I'm gonna go shopping after this episode.
You can find it at Neiman Marcus.
Say it, spell it again.
K-I-R-K-E.
K-I-R.
R.
K-E. K-E. Kirky?
Yeah, it's pronounced Kirke.
Okay. So Kirke is the what's like the lady killer scent? You know what I mean?
100 Silent Ways. Women love that one.
Yeah, because they asleep smelling that shit.
But no, I think the reason why though is because
chloroform in it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 Silent Ways.
Yeah, and the Shane.
I'm writing all this down.
Okay. There's another one called like Casanova. I think it's with the Kirke, the same brand as Kirke.
Okay. Because I'm looking for a signature scent. Because this Creed is running out.
No, but
the
like,
Creed that they pissed in, apparently.
The one thing I don't like is like you get like these common name brands and then like everybody wears them. And like if you buy it, it smells good, but like. Everybody has it.
So everybody has Creed.
Everybody has Creed.
What about Baccarat 540?
I don't give a fuck about that one.
Damn it.
Everybody got that one too, though. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. A good summer one, like when you're
it's
just
not summer anymore, buddy.
No, but good.
Give
them
a good autumn.
Oh,
one.
A good winter one is Victor and Rolf Spice Bomb.
Spice Bomb is good. I had that.
That's good for the winter.
Yeah, that thing good.
I don't even be wearing cologne like that. I just be smelling good naturally type shit.
I guess I don't.
You know how like during Fight Night I was wearing cologne and I walked in and Noah was like, you know how in the cartoons the little smell lingers? And then Noah just picked it up and started floating. He's like, what you wearing?
You sound crazy, bro. Free Pee Wee Longboy. That's all I gotta say.
All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good. I didn't know they peed in my fucking bottle of Creed, bro.
No.
Fake bottle then,
I don't think they do that here. They probably just put more alcohol in it. That's it. Unless they imported it, because over there,
so that shit be capped when they be selling like testers and all that shit.
No, actually, do you know testers are actually more pure?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's in the store type.
Because when you go there for a tester, they actually want you to believe that it smells better. Mm-hmm. So when you spray it on, it's going to be a little bit more. Fragrance oil in there. So it's going to last a little bit longer. It's going to smell a little bit better. So it's actually better than the regular perfume. Or some of them are, I'd say.
Okay.
So if you can get a tester bottle, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm probably going to go to Neiman Marcus whatever this weekend and go get me something.
The Kirke, I think, cost me like $200, $220.
God. Hey, man.
Nishane was also like a clean $350.
Hey, can we like just...
And then Casanova.
What's like
we need a cologne sponsor.
Yeah.
That's all I'm hearing.
Facts. We need a top five like budget list.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Victor and Wolf. No, Nautica.
No, not that Nautica.
Give him that Nautica. Stop, give him
stop. That Nautica. That's Aqua, straight Ross.
Polo Assassin.
No,
Aqua de Gio. It's a good.
Hold on. Speaking of cologne, isn't there a bottle of Drakkar Noir at the bar? Yeah.
Put that on.
You want me to go get?
Nah, just okay. Fine.
That's it?
Yeah. Y'all got any other topics?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah.
I'm teaching Unk the ways.
Teaching Unk the ways.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Man, you wasn't teaching me nothing.
But we got a few projects coming up, man. We're going camping soon. I don't know. No, I guess Noah's not coming.
I'm not going. Y'all crazy.
We about to go camping, man.
It's a freak off.
Probably do a podcast out there. Have a good time. Fish. Cook up some steaks. Have a good time.
I'm going to be in bed.
It's only going to be one night.
Still, I'm going to be in bed. No bugs. No wild animals. Tent. Where y'all going? What mountain?
Utah.
Oh, shit. Y'all
it's crazy. Right here.
Y'all crazy. I'm not jumping no damn state lines for no damn podcast. Unless we interview.
Don't go fishing, Unc.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I drive Ferraris and shit. Like, we doing fly shit. I'm not.
You in a European car?
European whip?
European whip?
I didn't come.
Mayonnaise color?
I didn't come here no mayonnaise whip.
But anyways, man, let us know what y'all think about this episode, man. Let us know who else y'all want to see us interview, what y'all want to see us talk about. Thank y'all so much for listening, man. We'll see y'all next week for another episode. Peace.
Peace.